This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, Lisa Ostrander sits down with High Respects, a group from Minneapolis whose sound combines rap and hip-hop with a live band. Here's Lisa Ostrander with High Respects on tonight's Live Feed.
You guys just want to give your name and the instruments you play and where you're from.
My name is Felix. I play rap vocals.
Word.
My name is Muad'Dib. I also play rap vocals and other random vocal sounds.
Okay. Do you guys want to give a little shout out to the rest of the guys?
Yeah, the rest of the band, which is downstairs setting up right now for the show, is Twinkie Jiggles, who plays bass, a.k.a. Sean McPherson. Peter Leggett, who plays drums. Devon DVRG Gray, who plays keyboards, and Josh Peterson, who plays guitar.
Okay. How long have you guys been together, and when did you guys all meet?
How many years ago was 1997?
That would be
13 years ago. We met at Central High School in St. Paul, and that's really where we started. The band's been around in one form or another since then. And
did you guys start out then as High Respects, or I assume it was a...
Yeah, we started as High Respects. I guess technically we started as a band with no name that just advertised ourselves as live hip-hop, but we were quickly High Respects, like maybe four or five shows into it.
Okay. How did you guys come up with that name?
I don't understand the actual answer to this. Sean, our bass player, was he was in a Latin class and liked the word haruspex, which I don't really know
what it means.
What drew him to that word?
Yeah, it's a diviner or soothsayer. It probably just sounded cool. He's like, oh yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
At any rate, he proposed it as a band name, and I had to make a flyer, so I misspelled the heck out of it, and yeah, the rest is history.
Hey, so misspelling it to look like this actually works really well.
Yeah, unless you want to pronounce it.
Right, exactly. For me, I don't know. I just thought, like, High Respects, like, give them some high respects, right?
That is also that would... a default meaning, which always
yeah.
works.
Which works, like, right?
Like yeah. You know? It technically means nothing because it's not really a word.
Right.
We're just here.
But, hey, that kind of flows with the hip-hop vibe of it all. Give them some high respects.
Yeah,
we made up our own word.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all for it.
Strong tradition of that in hip-hop. Mm-hmm.
True, very true. So what would you guys describe your sound or your style like? I'm sure it's transformed throughout the years, but
yeah, our sound has transformed a bit throughout the years, but I don't know, it's hard because I always try to frame things in hip-hop. Like, I came up with like Run DMC type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But obviously we have a live band, so
right.
We're usually very high energy, and I don't know who to compare us with. It's always hard to judge yourself.
Right.
Maybe not fair.
I don't know if I would compare you guys with anything, personally.
Yeah.
Because you stand out on your own, I think.
Sometimes very funky, sometimes kind of rocky, mm-hmm. but like I think that we, as much as a band can, have tried to channel a DJ Premier or a Dr. Dre at times, mm-hmm. as much as any band can.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, so maybe like a funk rock hip hop crew, something like that?
Just whisper the rock when you say it, and I think that's about it.
There we go.
So it's like
funk rock.
It's like funk rock hip hop. Something like that.
Yep. No, there's 100 made up genres out there anyway. So you guys should put your foot down and make your own genres.
Yeah, you're going to record a little audio, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, well, then people will be able to make the call for themselves.
Indeed. How often do you guys play at shows lately?
Lately, it's like every other weekend. We've been, we used to be pretty much on the road all the time. Mm-hmm. There was a time where we could say pretty safely we were playing 270 shows a year.
Wow.
But we sort of stopped that after a while, and we're sort of doing the weekend thing. I think we all, like, most everybody in the band has, like, music-related jobs, like the musicians of the band do. And so everybody's kind of staying in the Twin Cities, and we're all just playing when we play, kind of.
Right on. Everybody needs a break, you know. You can't tour forever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a lifestyle that is, unless you have a lot more money than we did when we were touring,
yep.
is pretty unhealthy.
Right.
At times. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Unless you have a millionaire funding you, you know, it doesn't really... Yeah.
However, if you are a millionaire and considering funding a band, consider funding High Respects.
There we go. We're looking for it, right?
This song's about money problems. You guys know about that? I know about that.
When you're on play, you can wash it all away. You just take it day by day, but you got to pay to play. When you're on play, you can wash it all away. You just take it day by day, but you got to pay to play. You want a little more space to wild out and a little more cash to burn. There's a lot of crap in this world to try out. Some of it'll just come on the turn. He wants a new car so he can look fly, and you can see him whenever he passes by. He wants some new friends without the invite. He's gonna make his whole life more exciting.
On the phone with the bank, now he's overdrafted. He might buy the bar, but he maxed the plastic. You never catch him at home relaxing, no time. He's got three jobs on the line. Now bill collect his car, but his grades are more. Child support comes direct out of every check. And by the time your weekend's over, he's sober to the fact that he drank it all away and can't connect. So as your bills get bigger and they pile higher, his concern for the bills gets short. And his mom tried to explain the whole credit game. Yeah, one day he'll spend some time in bankruptcy court.
When you're all you play, you can wash it all away. You just take it day by day, but you got to pay to play. When you're all you play, you can wash it all away. You just take it day by day, but you got to pay.
Check this out right here. They say it's just money, and money don't own you, and yet you need money. Finances control you, easy to hate money. The bank never owes you, let's just get money. Before that world falls,
you want that vacation, that wedding ring. She's working out for them new jeans. A motorcycle, man of her dreams. The real job, the final thing.
Your mom is tired of babysitting, so she lays down the law. She's tired of paper missing, always with the short straw. She wants to go to school again, but money ain't flowing. That cash that he promised her ain't never got to growing. She stands by her friends, though, through the thick and thin. On the floor by the bar where it all began. Just scheming for a man to put a drink in her hand. This'll be the part of a life that seems well planned. With the family retracting, the love seems dead. It's a lot to hold over any single mom's head. Hung over at the store by the carrots and the peas. Just scheming on the way to get some cheese.
When you're all you play, you can wash it all away. You just take it day by day, but you got to pay to play. When you're all you play, you can wash it all away. You just take it day by day, but you got to pay to play.
DBRG. Crime side, the midway ball side. We're ripping it live, there's no job, no second hand. We show and prove on our sin. These muscle cars and these speakers jam. A young dude just learning the ropes too. So will you accept that I f***ed around and linked up with High Room? Say the mic and I rip one. Put out an album, it's done. We're ripping this for fun. It's like part of the dream for this team. Been making millions for rhymes since the age of 13. Time moves fast, looks great now. But what does it take? Everything around me, cream, get the money. What? Cash rules everything around me, cream, get the money. Yeah, cash rules everything around me, cream, get the money. That's right, cash rules everything around me, cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bills, yo.
Yeah.
So tell me about your albums. I know, specifically, I know A Tiger Dancing and Small Steps.
Yeah.
Because I have those two CDs. Mm-hmm. But besides that, I know that you guys have done some more recent work.
Yeah, after A Tiger Dancing, which we did with the label Razor and Tie out of New York, after A Tiger Dancing, that's sort of like when we stopped touring, is after spending 2 years to push that record and push that record and push that record.
And it worked.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That record gave us a lot of momentum, and it was sort of a turning point for us artistically, maybe. Like, I think we sort of found a sound, well, for a while. Sounds changed, but we found a sound that I think that we've had for a little while. But we then had our 10-year anniversary and put out a compilation, which was just called 10 Years Strong. In 2007.
And so that's then, a compilation of all different songs.
All different, like, live recordings, all kinds of, just like odd stuff.
I'm sure you guys have a lot of songs that weren't showcased on Small Steps and the Tiger Dancing.
Yeah, well, it's funny because you listen to that and you hear some stuff is so old that I haven't, like, I feel like I haven't gone through puberty yet. My voice is so high.
Yeah.
But then after that, we put out our self-titled album, which is our most recent record, just called High Respects. And that is 21 tracks of the band doing this thing. It's that record is a lot of fun.
Is that kind of the general direction you guys have been going in? Is showcased on that CD? Or
yeah.
Is it just random?
Yeah, and we are...
It's not completely random.
It's not random. It's that record makes me happy as far as the direction of the record seems to be a good indication of where I feel like we as a band went after touring.
Yeah.
And there was a big gap between A Tiger Dancing and our self-titled record.
Mm-hmm.
So to come away from that experience happy with what we had and feeling like it was indicative of where we had been, I feel like really made me very happy personally. The rest of the band might say other things. But we're working on another record right now. It doesn't really have a title yet. We're in the studio here and there. Need to be tracking more vocals on it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Muad'Dib.
I'm fully in agreement.
Yeah. And but yeah, we're working on it and playing a few shows here and there. Getting ready for summer because we like to play outdoors.
Oh,
in the
yeah, definitely. You know? The city's up in the summer. Outdoor venues are just where it's at.
Last summer we tried to play only outdoor venues all summer long, and I think we're going to attempt to do the same thing this year.
Hey, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever do the Luce Block Party? I don't
remember. We didn't do it last year, but we have done it in the past.
Looking to do it again this year, hopefully?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Maybe too early to tell. We did it 1 year with All the Pretty Horses, and that was pretty magical.
Oh, yeah. Right on. So how often do you guys ever free flow up on stage, or...?
Yeah, like I'm in this band, like I'm the big freestyler, and sometimes we can get our bass player to drop the bass and come out and
there
rap.
There we go.
But yeah, I mean it's we have so many songs now that like if somebody says we need you to play for 90 minutes, we have so many songs.
Plenty
like,
of things to choose from.
Yeah. So. Whereas I feel like if we're all to be honest, most artists who freestyle during their shows are doing it to some extent to kill time.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that if they can actually put on a good freestyle segment of their set. That's actually sometimes really magical. But
hey, I've tried to freestyle, and I tell you, it does not come easily for some.
It all just depends. Like, if you're trying to sound like rappers sound, like, that might be the problem. You just gotta... Freestyling is just about just saying whatever's on your mind.
Sounding like yourself, too. You know,
yeah.
Trying to...
Yeah, you can sculpt it later.
Yeah.
Not everybody's in the lowrider scene. Mm-hmm. And not everybody's, like, doing rap stuff.
Not everybody is tough.
Yeah.
Stage shy, you know what.
Yeah.
Definitely. So tell me about your experience of being named the best live artist in the Twin Cities for the City Pages in 2004.
Well, that's a big honor. And we just, I don't know, I feel like we've always prided ourselves on our live show. Muad'Dib, and me.
Yeah, that's, I definitely agree with that. It's definitely been the best and most favorite part of being in the group for me.
Yeah.
It's just the live shows.
Our focus has always been on the live show, not necessarily on putting out records, which is why it's often a big distance of time between records, is that we hone the live shows, and that's, we're constantly remixing our own stuff or figuring out new tweaks to the songs that you may be familiar with from the records.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we really hone it and you know, try to dig in.
Yeah, it's rare to get a band that's all about the live shows. Not rare, but it's definitely...
Well, it's too easy just to come out and play tracks for
right?
Record, you know?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You don't need a band for that.
Mm-hmm. You don't need it. One, two, three, four, five. If you know this song, sing along with it. It goes, it's for the live shows, it's for the beats, and it's for the woman who sleeps under my sheets. So it's for the energy which builds exponentially. It's for my friends who keep on reinventing me. It's for the live shows, it's for the beats, and it's for the woman who sleeps under my sheets. So it's for the energy which builds exponentially. It's for my friends who keep on reinventing me. On my fifth day, my day off, I'm up early. The early worm gets the big bite by little birdie. The early bird gets chased and caught by the cat. Watch your back, little bird, because I'm up from my nap. Yes, I got a cable TV and I got a cable mic. It's only got one channel, but the reception is tight. I'm flying by the seat of my pants, so at the end of the night, your records come alive and beg for the daylight. Now, miles away, my brother's in his room playing games like StarCraft, burning other people to flame. And likewise, right here, right now, the show of aggression.
Five
fingers, mic, next lesson. This session gets steeper, follow me through. I brought my pen and pad and just a little inspiration to guide you with. You can just listen and learn, itching to burn, fishing for the rhythm we're giving them to return. Saying, it's for the live show, it's for the beats, and it's for the woman who sleeps under my sheet. So it's for the energy which builds exponentially. It's for my friends who keep on reinventing me. It's for the live show, it's for the beats, and it's for the woman who sleeps under my sheet. So it's for the energy which builds exponentially. It's for my friends who keep on reinventing me. You can make some noise for our DJ, right? Wake up, it's early morning, get dressed, turn on the radio. Another beautiful day in my neighborhood. Since the morning's when I'm mostly inspired, though I'm still a bit tired. I'm right because I'm feeling like the flavor's good. Saturday was yesterday, last week, and nothing's open now except the coffee shops, which really ain't my style. I smile as I'm writing, this world is still asleep. It's just me and the sun, and we're conversing for a while. That was 50 in the early going to shadow while my lawn becomes a midget as the sun moves along. A little bit more hustle as I nod to my neighbors. They have no idea they gon' be in this song. They cool, still the dopest person out there. My mother, she accepts me for my rapping as if rapping was my lover. And she accepts me for my rapping, of course, because art needs inspiration, needs a source. Don't blink it, begin on this day. I'm driving by, I'm driving away, driving to say that my throat hurts, I'm all talking, really no word. And everybody's out there writing, calling Felix a jerk. So what doesn't make you wince now can only make you better. We'd all be better swimmers if the earth was really wetter. The moral of the story is to remain untold. It never really ends, it just twists and unfolds. Saying, it's for the live show, it's for the beats, and it's for the woman who sleeps under my sheets. So it's for the energy which builds exponentially. It's for my friends who keep on reinventing me. It's for the live shows, it's for the beats, and it's for the woman who sleeps under my sheets. So it's for the energy which builds exponentially. My friends who keep on reinventing me.
One,
it's for the live show.
Two,
it's for the bass and
three,
it's for the woman who sleeps under my sheets. So
four,
it's for the energy which builds exponentially. My friends who keep on reinventing me.
One,
it's for the live show.
Two,
it's for the bass and
three,
it's for the woman who sleeps under my sheets. So
four,
for the energy which builds exponentially. My friends who keep on reinventing me.
What about it?
about it or I lose cred. Can't have success or it'll flatten my head. I can't talk till they'll start to love me. And I can't talk trunch or else you want them from me. Huh, the rapper, the man, the myth, the planner, the underachiever that's at the top of the ladder, the batter, the lover, the schemer, daydreamer, the critic, the cynic, the dude who wishes he was just a bit leaner. Yeah, the big body driver, the provider, the man with no patience on a 10-year plan, the slider, lie believer, the lie teller, the crown royal bag collector, the bad connector, no badge respecter, earner, taker, style breaker, the smile shaker who turns the down, the loud hater, the watch winder with no time, that doesn't mind the snow and the cold, the proud, the bold, the mine. I'm yours, his, hers, here now we'll take out. Making moves, you should move with me. Something to prove, you should move with me, move with me, move with me, move with me. I'm yours, his, hers, here now we'll take out. Making moves, you should move with me. Something to prove, you should move with me, move with me. Move with me, move with me, move. Love's disciple, the slave to the rhythm. Chanting, live free, thought until the end in this beginning. Lyrically, John Lennon with a God complex. Representing the genius of a brother from the Jex. Go ahead, place your bets.
Any bets.
Blowing smoke on your threats. The M16,
you a tech.
Like jam on a bad perm. Stuck from the bottom off of one word. Up, it's a f*** if it ain't love. Homie's dad is a grown thug. Blended God, what he made of. The bullshit, what he gave up. Homie gave you the wings you wanna raise up. Above the rim and chewing on a razor. Rot lasers, focus, rot majors. Love to spit bars, but family hate cages. Coming to grow gracious, making that hater famous.
I'm yours, his, hers, here now a takeout. Making moves, you should move with me. Something to prove, you should move with me, move with me. Move with me, move with me. I'm yours, his, hers, here now a takeout. Making moves, you should move with me. Something to prove, you should move with me, move with me. Move with me, move with me, move.
A busy man with nothing going on, a flowing dawn. The one that's always growing songs and holding on. 900,000 mile wheel gripper, the drifter, the big picture guy with five too many pictures. The scripture reader that's a non-believer. That who doesn't care if Chris Brown beat her. The non-trusted elitist until the hug and the pound. In long shower taking it, can't keep the dirt down. The smirk now, smirk later, do her a favors. That happened now, but only interest payer. Convega a bad joke who doesn't smoke, but hope flows. Convega a gross who rocks the boat. The truck driver, the shirt mover, the traveler, the mad hatter, unraveling laps, the judgment it matters. The bomber that grows up, the secret no one shows up, cause no one's at the battle, man, it hasn't shows up. I'm yours, his, hers, here now a takeout. Making moves, you should move with me. Something to prove, you should move with me, move with me, move with me, move with me. I'm yours, his, hers, here now a takeout. Making moves, you should move with me. Something to prove, you should move with me, move with me, move with me, move with me, move.
How does it feel to have an official High Respects Day dedicated to you by the mayor? I read this and I was just so fascinated by it all. How did it come about?
In the lead up to our 10-year anniversary show, which we did at the Turf Club in St. Paul, we were pushing to try to have the mayor come and introduce us on stage that night. But, you know, when you go on stage at midnight,
right,
trying to get a politician out, it's kind of sometimes a
trying to get a politician anywhere at any time is difficult.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I think, like, I mean, he the mayor of St. Paul has, it's not like they don't return your phone calls, like,
right,
you know, but yeah, I mean,
but their time is precious.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to get him to the Turf Club at midnight for like a rap show was maybe a tall ask. But without, it's not like we said, hey, give us a day. They just did that on their own.
Right.
They said, hey, you know, you are a part of, you know, the fabric of St. Paul, and we value that. That, I mean, that's an honor.
Mm-hmm. Were really you guys cool. surprised then?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. They came, they gave us like a plaque. Yep. It's, you know,
oh,
it's all
yeah.
official. It has the
Who
mayor's signature
it?
And all
yeah.
that. It's at our rehearsal yeah. space. Okay, it stays in a safe place.
Everybody gets to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was cool.
Awesome. So how did your tour van get totaled in 2005? I read that and I was curious.
That was Sean's fault.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. That was we were on the way back from a tour with Trey Hartson.
Yeah, I was in Trey Hartson tour.
Yeah, Trey Hartson who is Slim Kid Trey from the Far Side. We were on tour with him, and we were doing a very long drive back from Boise, Idaho, which was the last stop on the tour, or our last stop on the tour. I think it went on after that without us. And we were coming down 94, or across 94, across North Dakota, and we're like 30 miles west of Fargo and hit a patch of black ice.
Oh, man. Vicious.
Yeah.
And just black ice.
Yeah. Rolled the van.
Scary stuff.
Rolled the van. Everybody,
but you all walked away.
Yeah, everybody was okay. I was the only one who got, you know, slightly injured. I just, like, my seatbelt failed in the accident, which is, you know, inspires confidence every
right.
time I put a seatbelt on. So everybody else was fine, but I, because my seatbelt failed, I got bounced around the van and ended up putting my ass through a piece of glass, one of the side windows.
Oh, wow.
So I got cuts in my rear end from that, and then otherwise...
Did you have to get stitches, too?
No.
Oh, that's good, because then, you know, that was a painful experience sitting down, though.
Yeah. No, it was... We lucked out, though, because the guy behind us on the road was an off-duty firefighter with his radio equipment, and the bridge that we had passed under that had the patch of black ice under it was... Right on one side of the, in the middle of nowhere where there's nothing else, on one side of the bridge there is a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And on the other side of the bridge is the local gas station slash shop that the AAA works out of.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So you got the car towed and you stayed at a hotel.
Yeah, we got the car towed like under 1 mile, stayed at the hotel under 1 mile.
Nice.
And
you guys had AAA then?
Yeah.
I would hope any band that tours has AAA.
Yeah. Because
I have it and it comes in handy quite frequently.
Yeah.
You learned to be smart about that.
Yeah.
Sure. And it was pretty cool. The hilarious part is, like, you know, you roll a vehicle and the fire department, like, has to cut the cables to your battery.
Mm. Oh, really? So that you can't
possibly drive. So the next day we went to the, you know, Sean and I, like, walked across the bridge to the, like, AAA spot where they had our wrecked van and trailer. And, well, the trailer was all right, but the van was pretty messed up.
Did you guys keep your stuff in the trailer then for the whole...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The night.
So, and we got, you know, I walked over there and they were like, it still drives, it's fine, it's just ugly. And I was like, well, cardboard this thing up and put new battery cables in. We're driving this thing home.
Driving home,
Yeah, we drove home with all the windows cardboarded up.
Wow.
The windshield cracked pretty bad. And we had to drive the whole way. The driver's window was gone.
I was going
to
say, we were missing at least one.
So everybody, and it's still
cold.
So we drove the whole way. I drove the whole way from Fargo home with, like, freezing my... because it's like cold wind blowing in.
Yeah.
And then dropped everybody off, cleaned the van out in front of my mom's house, and then drove it straight to an auto body shop where I knew somebody who would give us the right
Just
estimate.
Take it, yep. Get it out of my sight.
Yeah. It's like, we need enough to total this and get us a new van if we want it, or to at least pay it off, and it worked out just fine. Yeah. But it was a convenient time to stop touring.
Yeah.
So we did.
Hey, maybe, you know, maybe you guys all learned something from it, or something like that. I don't know.
Two seatbelts.
There's always...
That's
right.
What I
right. Two seatbelts. And padding surrounding you. Right?
Just two seatbelts at least.
So what was one of the most embarrassing moments for you guys on stage?
Most embarrassing? Oh, dude. Maybe not for everybody else, but for me, Epic Fest. The first time we played Epic Fest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so... And for the record, it's 2011, and this year I'm not drinking a single drop of alcohol. But next year, raging alcoholic. But the I've not been one to get so wasted that I can't perform ever. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their night, I think.
Yeah.
We played Effort Fest the first year that we played that, and I'm not going to say this to cast any sort of negative light on this festival or the organizers of it. Like, there were a lot of drugs at that thing, and I don't really like that kind of environment, generally speaking. But it was kind of like I had this attitude of like, well, everybody's f***ed up so I can get
drunk.
Pretty drunk and nobody will notice or care. And Devon had invented this drink that we were calling the St. Paul Slushy, which I don't even know what was in it.
I know there was Hendrix gin in it.
Gin.
And probably 7-Up or something.
Possibly, but there was a lot of ice. Yeah. That thing's crazy.
So, gin is vicious.
So yeah. I drank a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of that. And I got on stage, and I'm pretty sure that almost our whole, what was supposed to be a full set, but definitely got shortened.
Right.
I don't remember much of it. It was just like, look out. I know I did a lot of leaning on Muad'Dib here. And,
so did you guys all just pick up for him and kind of try
what we could, but it was...
Yeah, tell me, because I don't remember.
It was the first time where there had ever been songs where Felix would just maybe a couple bars into it, just maybe forget the song and be like, oh, wow!
Say la vie.
So, like, regardless, it was still a fun show.
Right. Was it?
Yeah, it was still
fun. Did you guys get this on camera?
We were cracking up.
I don't know.
That would have been pretty funny if you got it on camera.
I don't... We didn't personally. Somebody might have.
I was obliterated. Sorry, people.
Hey, you know, it happens.
At that festival. I'm sorry.
It was still fun.
But, hey, for the record, that's the one and only time I've ever done that.
Strife will mean to do something dire and trifle. You no longer aspire, but the eyeful that life provides you. It's when your working title turns into your worst rival. Cause the words are so eternal, you can't remember who writes who. It hurts me to do this, and I don't mean it like a clever little anecdote. Teachers throw in a student or something. The parents use when the kid totals the Buick. I mean, this pen is the with my life when I use it. It's not enough to solemnly trust and bust it. I'm a mess of liverous pin thrust. It's been touched by venom and women of literary interest. And yet to us the pen's been entrusted. Stated matter of fact, lead this track beats. Your rap speak worse than last week. Trashing backseat of fashion to be dastardly at this speech. When your vocal cords get tracked, that ain't crass, that's atrophy. I mean, is it inappropriate to spit shit? This molten, should I spin the sizzler down the simmer until it begins smoldering? No, then hold it, friend. You're boasting like you about to do a bit of unholstering. Folks who burn bridges don't sift through driftwood. Fingertips to wrist, both fists thick with soot. Get the good. If dreams could be replaced with loose leaf, I would work words into the earth to produce fruits of true speech. In degree, it'll be syllable building. Still drilling is filthy. Pig in the mud. Get rid of scrub. Slinging it willfully walks off the carry. 12 machetes telekinetically. Fuck, I'm losing it again. Just let me be.
That stand up with show hands up. Everybody's hands high tonight. Like, that stand up, put your hands up. Everybody's hands way up high. Like, that stand up, put your hands up. Everybody's hands high tonight. Like, that stand up, put your hands up.
Give it to me.
It's hot enough, bright lights. We gotta have it. If you want it, we got it. You know we need it. If you want it, we got it. We gotta have it. If you want it, we got it.
Now give it to me.
It's hot enough, bright lights. We gotta have it. If you want it, we got it. You know we need it. If you want it, we got it. We gotta have it. If you want it, we got it.
Now give it to me.
Stage flame throwing like the John version. If they can't have it, if they can't have it, it's cause I trapped it. This is for the bottle tappers and kids who never liked rap before but kind of felt what my crew did. This is hip hop, it's kind of like AA. You gotta be real honest with yourself every day. What makes you do it? Is it the love of the music? Money, killing, time, white light to the crowd. What's coming out your mouth? I don't know what you see. See, I write for many reasons and you're one of them. Take that how it sounds and how it sounds to you. Let this pound through. Now you hit the record floor and get that good rap. But it's got you feeling old like black and white photographs. It got you feeling ambush on the tall. These new jacks with high takes. We focus like a prisoner hellbent on escape. It's hot enough, bright lights. We gotta have it. If you want it, we got it. You know we need it. If you want it, we got it. We gotta have it. If you want it, we got it.
Now give it to me.
We gotta bring the bright lights. We gotta have it. If you want it, we got it. You know we need it. If you want it, we got it. We gotta have it. If you want it, we got it.
Now give it to me.
Shot all of them too fast.
Saint Paul, Saint Paul.
Minneapolis, hold the man too.
Minneapolis. We represent no coast. So where you at? Let me show
where
you.
Where you at? Make some noise. Let's show
you. Shot
all
of them too fast.
That's right.
In Minneapolis, hold the man too.
Well, I know
we represent no coast, so where you at? Let me show
where
you.
Where you at? Make some noise, I'll show you.
what was one of the most gratifying or rewarding moments for you guys on stage? Show that kind of stands out as being epic.
Wow. There's a couple of those. Opening for Cake.
First night on tour with
first
Cake.
First night, yeah. Yeah,
6,000 people at the Universal Amphitheater in LA.
Yep. Oh, right on.
That was a good.
That was pretty huge.
Mm-hmm. Personal favorite was getting to do "Passing Me By" with Trey Hartson while we were on that tour.
I liked. We played a show a few years back in St. Cloud, outdoor show. We're doing our show. It's cool. There's a lot of people there, but the weather is kind of. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And we started the song Fives, which was at the time like our sort of new song. It was our big song. Mm-hmm. Like right as we got into the second verse and the energy was way up, just like as if it was timed with the music, it hailed.
Yeah.
But not like, oh, this is painful hail. It was
the weirdest hail I've ever, like, it just almost seemed manufactured.
It was like
compressed snow.
It was
weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like snow pellets.
Perfectly shaped and everything, like
pretty
much.
But just
and you guys made it hail. We're so sick that you made it hail.
We're in like a little band shell.
Yeah.
So the band is protected, but like
everyone is still outside. Yeah,
but
so are we.
But like but we the two of us are like out at the front of the stage and we're exposed to it with the crowd.
Right.
And like I had just taken up like it was like, oh yeah, Muad'Dib is doing his beatbox vocal scratch thing. I'm gonna take off my coat because I'm getting warm because I'm moving around.
Right.
So now I got just a t-shirt. But the crowd went nuts. It was like
the reaction was like we did. They're like, whoa, is this time? Like, what's going on?
We have this special relationship, right, with Mother Nature,
exactly.
Where we are like, hey, at exactly 3:45 p.m., bring it.
Yeah,
right on.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Is there anything else that you guys want to add? Maybe a little shout out to anyone or some words of wisdom for the listeners?
Just a shout out to Winona because we haven't really played here before and we're excited to do so. Mm. Or by the time you hear this, we were excited to have done so.
Right.
And hopefully this will be the first of many times. So
yeah,
holler at us.
Word. All right. Thank you guys much. Well, I'm excited to see you play.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks to High Respects for joining us on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.